Kof Gimel Elul, Thursday the 22nd of September, in a change from our advertised programme, Rabbi Chaim Freshwater, in Yonim from the Sedra and Rosh Hashanah.
Morning, I apologize on behalf of Reb David who couldn't make it this morning. This week's parasha starts off, Atem Netzuvim Ayoim Kilchem, Yifnei Hashem Adakeichem. It's Yidua that Zer Kudish says that Atem Netzuvim Ayoim is the Remez on Rosh Hashanah, Atem Netzuvim Ayoim Kulchem, Yifnei Hashem Adakeichem. It's a Remez Niflo in the Sefer Chal Metove. It says that the words Atem Netzuvim Ayoim Kilchem, Lifnei Hashem Adakeichem is Gematria, and I've tested it out, so you can all trust me. It's Gematria exactly. Kol hu oylam kiloi oyrin lefunov kivnei murim. The diuk. Kol hu oylam kiloi oyrin lefunov kivnei murim. The Gemara says is Rosh Hashanah. Al kapunim, the parasha zecher remez on Rosh Hashanah. I'd like actually to try and delve a bit deeper as to why this parasha specific connected to Rosh Hashanah. The Medrash in Parshas Bo, very long Medrash, I'm just going to go towards the end of the Medrash. The Medrash says in Parshas Bo, Parshas Tzvov, Siman Vov. The Medrash compares, based on a pusik in Shir Shirim, the Medrash compares Klal Yisrael to Maluchim. And the Medrash says, Shedima Kudish Baruch Yis Yisrael Maluchim, but Maluchim Nehem Asrufim Oimdim Mima'aloi. By the Maluchim it says, Srufim oimdim mima'aloi, Bisrul nema atem netzuvim ayoim. So there's a comparison between Klal Yisrael and Maluchim. Klal Yisrael it says netzuvim, by Maluchim it says oimdim. So we find a comparison between Klal Yisrael and Maluchim. We have to understand what the comparison to Klal Yisrael and Maluchim is, and pinked in this Nakuda that Maluchim are oimdim and Klal Yisrael are called netzuvim. A little later in the Medrash says, Maluchim mischatshim b'chol yoyim. The Maluchim are renewed, so to speak. The Rebbein Shloim recreates them every day. U'mekalsin HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Meshabech the Rebbein Shloim v'hechoizim l'ha'esh sheyotzu memenu, and they return afterwards to the l'ha'esh from which they come from, which they originate. V'shiva l'kim mekapshon, and the Rebbein Shloim is mechadish them again. U'machziron k'shem shahoyu b'rishoyne sh'nema chadushim nabekurim. On a daily basis, Rebbein Shloim is mechadish the Maluchim. Kach Yisrael is the Medrash. Mishtakim ba'avoynes, Klal Yisrael, so to speak, sink into Averis, Meyaitza Rashi, Yesh v'gifon. V'choizim b'tshiva, and then they return b'tshiva. V'helekim b'chol shuna, and Rebbein Shloim every year by year, Selech la'benesayim, is moichol ra'avoynes, u'mechadish libom li'Yerusay, and recreate, so to speak, is mechadish the leiv, the heart of Klal Yisrael, the Yerusha to the year of Ribbono Shel Olam. Shenema, v'nasarti lechem leiv buso, leiv chudosh, I'm sorry, lekach, v'nasarti lechem leiv chudosh. The Ribbono Shel Olam creates a new heart, so to speak, for Klal Yisrael. To understand what the comparison to Maluchim, just like Maluchim get recreated, Klal Yisrael get recreated after they do Averis, Ribbono Shel Olam accepts their tshuva and recreates them. Medrash Tanchim and Parshas Hazini on the Pusik Atzir Tumim Po'oloi, the long Medrash about Shishuna in Kippur, the Torah Dvarim, the Medrash says Ksiv, says one Pusik, Yisa Hashem Puna Balechu V'kusav Acha Oime Asher Lo Yisa Punim. Rebbein Shem has a middle of Nesiyas Punim, or Bemeidach Yisra Shtayit, Lo Yisra Punim. How does this coincide the two together? Oysa Tshiva, if he does Tshiva, Noysa Mepunim. Then Rebbein Shem is Noysa Punim. Yuchal HaKol. I would have thought that this middle that Rebbein Shem has, that after Tshiva, he's Noysa Punim, is for everyone. Tamad Lo Yima Eilecho, V'lo Yile Ima Acheres. Medrash is a Pusik, that this thing that tshuva helps, this is specific for Klal Yisrael, this is not given for the goyim. This would seem to be the Rebbein Shem sort of favored Klal Yisrael. Why is it that for Klal Yisrael it helps tshuva, Mesiyas Punim, and for the Emes Loilim it doesn't help? We know that the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar Shteit has to be done ba'amida, whilst standing. In Shulchan Aruch Rechaim Siman Ches, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, is brought various mitzvahs that have to be done ba'amida. One of them is Tkiyah Shofar. There's a remez in the Pasuk Atzas Hashem Le'ulam Ta'amoid. See if I can remember them by heart. Is Atzas is Oimer Tzitzis Tfilin, and Le'ulam is Levuna, it's Kiddush Levuna. Remember, the Olam is Levuna Lilev, I think it is Levuna Lilev, Mila. Sorry, I don't remember the last one. Anyway, it's Sasa Shem Le'olam Tamid. There's certain mitzvahs that have to be done dachke whilst standing, dachke b'amida. I'd like to explain why, try and explain certain remnants as to why Shoif has to be amida, but maybe we'll also mention briefly as to why Tefillin and tzitzis. Tefillin and tzitzis have to be done by Mida. Sorry? We don't stand in the Mida. We don't stand. It's just called Mida because it's not Bishmanesha, but the meaning is to stand.
But you have to.
No. It's not that Bishmanesha, but it's not standing up.
Tefillin is the spot to put on the Tefillin tzitzis.
Yeah, that's right.
In Pusik state in Parshas Bullock, the Hibbet Oven B'Yakov, we say it Rosh Hashanah b'davening. Lohibet ovim b'Yakov, v'leru umol b'Yisrael, Hashem elekavimoi, v'siyas melech boi. Stating Ksav Sofer, what does it mean, lohibet ovim b'Yakov, v'leru umol b'Yisrael, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't see a sin by Klal Yisrael? How could that possibly be? The Rosh Hashanah doesn't see sins of Klal Yisrael. So he explains that this. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Gerushin, the Rambam explains, in Perek Beis Hilchos Gerushin, the Aluch is, that if someone is mechiv to do a mitzvah, or the Rambam is talking about, when someone is mechiv to give a get, there's a lucha of koifin oisel yachar yoyim roitzani. You can force him until the man says, roitzani, I want. But the Rambam, at the end of the day, he doesn't want. He was only doing it because he was under duress. He was forced. He was hit. And he wanted him to stop. So he said, roitzani, but he doesn't really want. So how does this work? If a get has to be done, merutzen, a mitzvah has to be done merutzen. If you're called merutzen, how could you force the person and make him say roitzani? It doesn't sound. So the Rambam explains that be'etzem, every man in Klal Yisrael, who's a member of Klal Yisrael, his inner rutzen is to do the rutzen Hashem. He's a member of Klal Yisrael, and ingrained in every member of Klal Yisrael, in the plimius alev of every yid, is the rutzen to do the rutzen Hashem. Novus. The Rebbe Yisrael gave us the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah, the search of Yisrael's Ma'akim, and the Yetzirah brings him to Averis. But Be'etzem, that has never taken away his inner plimistic Rutzen, but he's sort of been overcome by the Yetzirah. When Bezdin falls him, and Bezdin give him Yisirim, those Yisirim sort of are machnish the koich of the Yetzirah. And when he screams Reitzani, he's screaming from his depth of his heart, and it's an emes rutzen. Although it seems to be coming machmas, the force that Bezna forced him, but that force is only, so to speak, to take away and knock away the influence of the Yetzirah, the influence of Tavas Olam Hazeh, and then he remains with the purity of his of the primus of his lev, and he says Reitzani. So the Ksav Sofer lo hibet oven be Yaakov. The Pusik says, Rebbe Hashem doesn't see in Yaakov, in the plenius of Yaakov, there's no such thing as an Avera. If you look deeply into Yaakov, if you look deeply into Yisrael, you won't see any oven. In the innerlich, the plenius, the chelik of Klal Yisrael, the chelik of the Kam Emal, is only the roots and to do the roots of Hashem. If Abusidus, because Hashem elekov imoi, is Shias Melech boy, because boy in the person itself is not a beginner from Hashem elekov imoi. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah the Chavuv discusses the mitzvah of Shofar, and the Gemara says, when you get the mitzvah of Shofar, the din that you can't use a Shofar of gold. Why? Because Ein Kateg Anasas Anega. Because the Zuav was used for the Egel, so Mela is Ein Kateg Anasas Anega. You can't use gold for the Shofar. And the Gemara discusses when is it permitted Zuav and is it not permitted Zuav. The Kohen Gadol, when he went in the Fnai Lefnim, wasn't allowed to wear gold on his clothing. He had to go and Dafka Bebigdel Lovam. Bachutz, you could do the avodah with big day zor. If the Gemara said the lushan shofar, given that it is the kurnus, because shofar comes with the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, the kadesh yal is the chanech and the toiv of bemeh b'shofar. The tachas of shofar is lezikura. It has the same halacha of pnim. It has the same halacha of the avodah of the kohen gadol lefnai lefnim, and that is why you can't use zor. It has to be dafka. Without gold, because ain't katega nasasaneg. I'd like to explain a bit this gemara. The Torah in Erechai, the Siman Samach, says when you learn Krishna, so the minig is we say after Shema Yisroel, we say Baruch Shem Kvoy Machisa LeOlam Vuet. The Torah brings down the gemara in Suchim that. There's no pusik in the Torah which says Baruch Shem Kvod Mechisa Le'olam Vuet. And the Gemara says, where does it come from, this Baruch Shem Kvod Mechisa Le'olam Vuet? The Gemara in Psuchim of Nivuv, the Gemara tells us that when Yaakov Avini called his children before he was Nifta, he said he saw that the Shechina went away. So he said, Shemuchas Hashulem Yesh Metusi Psil, perhaps one of my children, there's something wrong with them. So they said, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. K'shem she'en v'libcho elo echad. Just like in your heart, Yaakov, there's only one Ribbono Shel Olam. Kach ein v'libeini elo echad. V'oyse shul pusach Yaakov, v'ini v'om ha'bur shayn kvoyim achesed elo elo buret. Zud the Gemara. So what should we do? Should we say bur shayn kvoyim achesed elo buret? Moshe Rabbeinu never said bur shayn kvoyim achesed elo buret. On the other hand, Yaakov v'ini did say it. So we do, like all Jews, we make a pshura. And we say Baruch Shem Kvod Mechisa Le'olam Vuet quietly. Iskini she'yoyim remoisa v'chashui. There's a beautiful pshat in this Gemara in the Sefer Yismach Yisroel in Parshas Vayechi. I think I once mentioned it here. What is this pshura? Say it loud, say it quiet. None of that. You want to say it, say it. You don't want to say it, don't say it. What is this? You say it quietly and then everything's fine. So it tells you. Yaakov Avinu was worried. Shema yesh psil bezari. Maybe there's something wrong with my children, just like with Yaakov, Avraham Avinu, had a Yishmul, and Yitzchok came out of him and Esav. Perhaps in Klal Yisrael is also a psil bezari. So Klal Yisrael said no. The Kshutim answered, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. K'shem shel ein b'libcho le'echad, kach ein b'libeini le'echad. Our heart is pure, ein b'libeini le'echad. So Tazoy, but unfortunately, if you look at Klal Yisrael, it doesn't necessarily look like that. Doesn't necessarily look like Klal Yisroel is on the same madrega as Yaakov Avinu, or at least on the madrega Yaakov Avinu expected of Klal Yisroel. So how could it be? What was Yaakov Avinu so happy when he heard? So the terrorists that we mentioned earlier, although they are chalila sinners by Klal Yisroel, they are yidn or nichshol bechet, but that's only on the outside. That's only coming from the Yetzer Hara. Oh, but deep inside them, they remain. The leiv, the plimiest of Klal Yisroel is Ein B'Libbein Yalechol. There's only one Ribbono Shel Olam. They say Shema Yisroel Hashem Hashem Echad. So Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem Kvod Mechisa Le'olam Vuet. Baruch Shem Kvod Mechisa Le'olam Vuet represents when Yaakov Avinu acknowledged that Zaroi Ein B'Zaroi Psil. But on the other hand, it doesn't look so. But beside, it is so. In the Pnimius, it is so. Although we can't see it. We can't hear it. But it's there. In the Pnimius of Klal Yisroel, there is engraved in them the roots to do the roots in Hashem. So that is why we say it b'chashui, quiet, because it's besoid. It's not open. It's not clear. It's benisto. So we say it b'chashui. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. In the Torah, it's not written. It's not clear. It's not open. In the Torah, Shebiktav, it isn't. B'chashui, in B'seisa, it is the case. It's not, you can't see it, but it's there. That's why we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Mechisa Le'olam Vuet, B'chashui. In Sefer Yaros Devash explains the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. And he says like this, when a person speaks, so he forms words. How does he form words? It comes out from his breath, from inside him, hevel, air, and in his mouth, he uses his tongue and his teeth and his osius agoran and his osius of the lips and his osius acheich, all sorts of osius, and he forms osius. Tkiya shofar, there's no osius. It's a simple koil. What's the difference between a koil and words? Why is the mitzvah of shofar with a koil, not with words? So it says like this, because shofar has got to come from inside the person, from the depth of the person, from the depths, from the inner depths of a person comes up the tkiya of shofar. The words, the osius, are created in the mouth. The mouth is in the inside of the person, that's an eva chitzoni of a person, minachutz. So the shofar, when a person blows shofar, he's blowing his, so to speak, his inner feelings, which are coming from inside, which can't even be expressed in words. That is the mitzvah of shofar. So the lave of a person, the lave of a person, the lave of a yid, is completely toy, is completely pure. And the mitzvah of shofar is to emit a sound coming from the penis of the lev, which is pure, which has no chet. That is the koil of shofar. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes lifnai lifnim. He goes inside. Yom Kippur is the time, Zukta Yismach Yisrul, when the pnimius of Klal Yisrul comes out in clarity. That's the time when the Bereshim is Moichulul the Averis of Klal Yisrul. Because Yom Kippur is the time when V'nisim Esav Shaseichem, it's a p'chin of Koifunis, Hashayim Eroitzani, we honor the Guf, we machish the Koyach HaGuf, and it comes out the pnimius of a person. That is the b'chin of Yom Kippur. That's why he says Yom Kippur is the once a year when we are allowed to say Buruch Shein Kvar Mechisa Le'olam Vuad out loud. Because Yom Kippur is when it comes out the pnimius of a person. Yom Kippur is the time when the Kohen Gadol goes Lefnai Lefnim. When you appear before the Rebbeinu Shleilim, Lefnai Lefnim by the Rebbeinu Shleilim, can only come purity. A chet has no mukim before the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Rebbeinu Shem is Tehor Anayim. Rebbeinu Shem can't look at the chet. Lefnai lefnim, but Rebbeinu Shem is no such thing as a chet. So the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur can go lefnai lefnim because Yom Kippur is the time when the pnimius of Klal Yisrael comes out to it in to its external, comes out clear. Rosh Hashanah, but the Shasid Ki Yeshayfah Shtet in the Gemara is the same bechina as Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. That is why in Rosh Hashanah and the Tkiyas we mustn't mention a chet. Rosh Hashanah in Baal Shas and Tkiyas, you can't have zuv, you can't have any remembrance of chet, because the shofar is coming from inside the person, from the inner depths of a person, where there is no shorish of chet. That's why the Mashal Chochma in this week's parsha explains the mitzvah of tshuva. In the pasuk it says, the parsha now describes the mitzvah of tshuva and starts with v'hashevoisa. You should take this in elavavecha, to your heart. What does it mean? V'hashevoisa elavecha. You should take this into your heart. What do you take into your heart? And why to your heart? Meshech Chochma explains. Don't say Mama Shem says Meshech Chochma that. A P was we just mentioned. The lave of Klal Yisrael, the pnimius of Klal Yisrael, is engraved in it, the roots to do the roots of Hashem. How is a person zeicher to do tshuva? How does a person start again? How can a person do tshuva? Because tshuva is not really starting again. Because inside the person, in the depth of the person, there is always the roots to do the roots of Hashem. The yisod of tshuva is to return to that nekuda which was always there. To sort of push away all the external, all the tavas of Mazer which have disturbed him and pushed him away from his internal roots. And that's why the Yisoid of Pesach to start the tshuva is V'hashevoisa el v'vecho. Take this back into your heart. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the Aseres HaMetzivah. We start the Aseres HaMetzivah with the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. The mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar is to bring out this inner feeling in a person, and to take it out, to express it with the form of a shofar, the zekurinus tekelefnim duma, to bring out this rutzen which is engraved deep in a person's heart. That is the tchila of the Aseres Me'etshuva, which culminates with Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur, the whole goof of a person, becomes in the same matziv of his lev. A malach is called an oimut. Why is a malach called an oimut? Because a malach is always in the same madrega. A malach can't rise, but he can't fall. A malach is created with no bechira. A malach has to stay on the same madrega that he is, the same level. He's always on the same level. A malach has no yetzahara. So that's why the maluchim are called oimdim. Zuk the medrash that by klal yisrael there is a nekuda. About the mission in Ganzen. But there is a nekuda by klal yisrael, where klal yisrael also considered oimdim. What's that nekuda where klal yisrael? What's that point where klal yisrael also considered oimdim? That's the point of the inner rutzen of a person which cannot be destroyed. That inner point, he can't fall from there. He always has in him that rutzen to do the rutzen Hashem. He can be an oile v'yoyrit and everything else, of all his other madrigas. But deep down, he'll always remain an oimid. That is the comparison between klarisut maluchim. By the maluchim it says, sufim oimdim mima'aloi, and by klarisut it says, Atem mitzuvim hayoim kilchem. A bechina of amida, a bechina of oimid. Because Klal Yisrael have this bechina which is always lifnei Hashem alekeichem. They have in them a point in the kudah, a rutzim to always be lifnei Hashem alekeich. That's the pshat, the chor in the medrash. The medrash compares Klal Yisrael to maluchim. And then the medrash says, HaMaluchim is chavshim b'chol yoyim. The Maluchim get renewed every day. U'mekalsan HaKudosh Baruch Hu. V'enchoizen l'naha esh. The Malach has this sort of a cycle. It goes back to where it comes from. It goes back to where it originates. Kach Yisrael mishtakim b'avoynis me'yetzah ra sheyesh b'gifo. Klal Yisrael sinks into Averis from what? From the Yetzahor, which is there in their guf. Not from the Pnimius. But Klal Yisrael sink into Averis me'yetzah ra sheyesh b'gufo. It's not Klal Yisrael be'etzem. It's the Yetzah ra, it's external. But when the choize b'tshiva v'lekim b'chol shuna, comes Rosh Hashuna, comes Aseisim b'tshiva, comes Yom Kippur, Selech l'v'nesayim, u'mechadish libom l'Yerusha. And Rebbe Hashem is mechadish, the lev of Klal Yisrael, the pnimius of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have a koyach, with the koyach of tshuva that we said, v'ashev l'Yisrael l'v'vecho, to return to their shoresh, to return to their mekoyah, where their mekoyah is kulei toiv, the mekoyah is only to do one thing, to do the rutzen Hashem. Perhaps that's the pshat. State. Another reason, the Maluchim say out loud. That's why a whole year we don't say loud. Today the Maluchim shouldn't be Mekanas. Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael, the beginning of Maluchim, and they say out loud. It seems to be a different time from the Gemara Psuchim. But according to what we're saying, it's all one thing. We say that represents this point in Nekuda in Klal Yisrael which doesn't fall, which always remains the same. That is Ba'atzim, the dinyan of Klal Yisrael to Maluchim. That Maluchim can't fall, Klal Yisrael can't fall. It's the same thing. It's the same level, the same point that Klal Yisrael can't fall like a Malach can't fall. A whole year, we can't say that out loud. It's B'chashuy, it's B'seitz, it's hidden, we can't see it. Or becomes Yom Kippur, when Klal Yisrael become Bebchinas Maluchim, the entire being of a person on Yom Kippur, Shreit Eretz from them, as a built in the Ruch Hashem, the whole being of a person, the whole essence of a person on Yom Kippur, he reaches his pinnacle of Yaseh Esmet Shuv on Yom Kippur, where his whole guf, Venisim Esam Shaseichem, and his whole guf is now B'tshuva Shleima, has reached, reconnected itself to its source, reconnected itself to the Ruch Hashem. So that's why in Yom Kippur we are Bebchin of a Malach, and we can say out loud, "Buruch Shem Kvod Mechister Le'Anavuot Dimyut Maluchim." I think we can explain now why the mitzvah of Shofar is Bamida. Why is it the mitzvah of Shofar, Tkiyah Shofar, is Bamida? Because Shofar is this Nekuda of bringing out the essence that lies inside the person that cannot change, is always there with him. It can't be removed from him. It's deep engraved inside him. The sheresh of the neshama of a yid. That is the b'chin of a malach. And that is what shofar is coming from. Shofar is to begin the process of tshuva, to express, to bring out this rutzen. And that starts as a yisimei tshuva until Yom Kippur, where he becomes completely involved. His whole guf becomes one with this source of to do the Ritz Hashem. That's why the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is Bamida Dumya to a Malach. I mentioned earlier that Tzitzis and Tfilin are also Bamida. But so on Sefer Chama Tova, he says that Tzitzis and Tfilin are also Miramas on this Indian, that a person, even how low he falls, can always come back. He says, that's what Tzitzis is, Al Kamfe Vigdeim, on the corners, on the edge of a beged. That means even if a person Chalila is holding mamish by the edge, he's sunk so low, he's sunk all the way to the bottom, the mitzvah of Tzitzis is there to hold him back. The same thing he says with Tfilin we put on our left hand, that's the Yad Keil, that's where the weakest point of Kal Yisrael, there's that Nakuda which can bring a person back. That also explains that Tzitzis and Tfilin are Dafke Bamida, because Tzitzis and Tfilin have these two Nakudas in it, that although a person can Khalil can fall, but he will always remain. Why will he always remain? Because he has this point that can't be destroyed. And that is Doma to a Malach, which is Dafke Bamida. The Pusik says, Pinyesh Bechem Isha Isha, a Mishpucha Yeshavet, Asher Levovoi Foyna Hayoim, Eim Hashem Elekaini, Lelechez Lavedes Lehei Agoyim Lehem, Pinyesh Bechem Shoyresh Poyre Roish Velama. So the Pusik, Vahoy Yubisham Es Dibi Eul Azois, Vezburech Belevovoi, Lehem Yeshulam Yeli, Ki Beshiris Dibi Eilech. So the Pusik, Leyoiva Hashem Sloyechle. What is this, Leyoiva Hashem Sloyechle? Rashi says, in the Pusik, the Hiyye Lechul Elekim, Rashi tells us, V'fisha Dibbaloch, V'nishbala V'secho, Shlo Elahachlif Ezzar Bo Macheres. The Rebbein Shem made a Shavua, he's not going to exchange us with another Omer. Why did the Rebbein Shem make this Shavua, he won't exchange us with another Omer? V'kach, Hu Oitz Ale Eschem, V'shavua Saluli, Shlo Elitakni Tiyu. Acha Shehi Eine Yuchel Yibudel Mekem. The Rebbein Shem can't separate himself from Christ. What does this mean? The Rebbein Shem can't separate himself from Christ, so he can't exchange us with another Omer. I think this is what we were discussing earlier. The Rebbein Shalom's Shavua to Klal Yisrael was that there will always be this Nekuda and Eid that will remain pure, which will remain Tur. And if there is always this Nekuda, then the Rebbein Shalom has no need Lehachle Vezara Boma Acheres. He can't part with us because we have always engraved in us this Rutzen to do the Rutzen Hashem. We have this Chedek and the Kaam Imal which forces us to do the Rutzen Hashem. And this was the parsha of Netzuvim. The parsha of Netzuvim is Leman Hukim Oischa Yoyim Loi Laom Vehi Yilechul Lekim Kasha Dibeloch. These ulas, this Kabbalah Shvuah, this Kabbalah Ola was on this point. The Klal Yisrael will always remain Avad Chalila, the people of Nichshal. But this Nekuda, the Kuda Pnimius of Klal Yisrael can't be erased. Kim Der Mensch, and he's not Mekabel of himself. His lave is primis, doesn't want to have this Hashem Elekeinu. His roots is a psapur reish velano. My heart won't have this primis. I don't want to take on myself this primis. He is not zeicha to slicha, because the yisoid of mechila, the yisoid of tshuva is that a person returns to his inner nekuda, and that's not possible by this person who's not mekabel on himself this ula. So this parsha abatim mitzuvim ayoyim kilchem lefnei Hashem alekeichem is meramaz in Rosh Hashanah, because in Rosh Hashanah is when we express and we bring out this nekuda which is deep engraved inside us as ritzonai mi'ilas es etzoichu. Our rutzen is to do the Rutzen Hashem. And that's what we blow by Tkiyah Shofar. We blow out this Rutzen to do the Rutzen Hashem. This is the parsha of Netzuvim. This is what Klal Yisrael will mekabel themselves by the Shvuah of Netzuvim. That they will always remain a point inside the Yid, a pin to the Yid which can't be erased. And that is the Yisoid of Mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar. That is the Pesach for Aseres to make Shuvah. And that's what we express when we blow Shofar. We express this Rutzen to do the Rutzen Hashem. And if we express this Rutzen to do the Rutzen Hashem, the Rebbein Shem will mekabel our Shuvah. Vahav.